year 2020 is right around the corner for the Census Bureau. The agency is in its early testing phase for gathering data. The Government Accountability Office looks at how they're getting ready. Robert Goldenkopf is Director of Strategic Issues at the GAO. Robert, it is good to have you back on the program. How is the Census designing its early field tests? What exactly are they testing as they get started, Robert?
Well, just to provide some context, the Census Bureau is planning a complete makeover, or at least is thinking about a complete makeover of how it conducts the 2020 census. And part of that, in an effort to control costs, is they're rethinking how it tests various census-taking methods. And so what the Census Bureau is doing differently compared to previous decennials is that it's conducting more frequent but smaller field tests. In prior decennials, they did some very expensive but only a handful of field tests, and that, you know, was sometimes problematic because if any changes needed to take place, the Bureau didn't have enough time to make those changes and then test them. So that's sort of a cultural shift for the Bureau, is moving to fewer but more frequent field tests.
You started this report by looking at how they are developing what you call a sound study plan, key practices for doing so, for designing these earliest tests. And you also looked at what they learned from doing those tests and how that might apply toward future tests. What kinds of lessons are they learning as they're doing these early tests, Robert?
Well, that's correct. We identified six lessons learned based on these three tests that the Bureau conducted in 2012 and 2013. And a key one is the importance of obtaining early management buy-in on test objectives, as well as things like the scope and methodology of the test. And this is important because what we found was that test designers didn't always involve senior management in these decisions, and that could lead to unexpected late changes or last-minute delays in the testing. So getting that buy-in up front was critical.
How much of these lessons learned are from just what the Census is trying to do for 2020, and how much of it is from what they tried to do for 2010? When I think of the 2010 Census, I think of the issues with the mobile device that they wanted to use to do the field testing there, and that project did not turn out very well. But I wonder how much is carryover that you're looking at now, and how much of it is exclusively 2020 so far?
Well, you are correct, and one of the key lessons learned from the 2010 test program was the importance of testing decennial operations in concert with one another, and also making sure that they actually mirrored the actual census. And, you know, going forward, the Bureau is planning to do that, but as I said before, the key twist is that it's going to be a little bit more nimble. And, for example, one of the last tests the Census conducted was something called a dress rehearsal in 2008. And so the Bureau found that there were some issues with those mobile devices, but it didn't have enough time to test new devices or a new approach.
You identify, it says here, 25 key practices for a sound research plan after reviewing the program evaluation literature. What are some of the most important of those? That sounds like a pretty long, comprehensive list.
Well, that's correct. I mean, there are 25 key practices. We group them into six buckets or themes, if you will. Things like developing a strong research design, a sound data collection plan. But I think it's important that no one practice is any more important than the other. They need to be taken as a package, and that's something that the Bureau needs to consider as it plans future designs. It's almost like building a house. If you want to build a sturdy house, the wood is just as important as the nails, which are just as important as the insulation. You need to take everything in conjunction with one another.
Robert Goldenkopf of the GAO, my guest. You have a chart here about that kind of gives a visual picture of how the Census Bureau has followed these key test design practices that we spoke about a few moments ago. I see the 2012 National Census test is mostly white, which means they didn't follow these key test design practices. 2013's National Census Contact Test is mostly dark, so that means that they are following these, and the 2013 Quality Control Test is mostly kind of in the middle. I see that as a positive trend, that they're going from not following them as much as they should to generally following them. Am I reading that accurately, do you think, Robert?
Yes. Basically, for that 2012 test that you mentioned, what was called the National Census Test, which was looking at response rates of different contact strategies, they actually did not follow at all 11 of those 25 practices. And then for the other two tests, the Census Bureau generally or partially followed virtually all of the practices. So things are definitely getting better.
One of the things that I see here that stuck out to you is the GAO found the Bureau needs to set timelines and milestones to formalize restructuring proposals for managing these field tests. That strikes me as a pretty basic element of making sure you're going to be ready January 1st, 2020 to take these numbers and research this data. Do you get a sense of why, Robert, they're not on a timeline milestone formula yet? Is it just they haven't gotten that far along, or they haven't deemed it important yet, or what is your sense of that?
In some cases, they haven't gotten that far along, where things have reached a mature process, but more generally, just staying on schedule and developing those timelines, a lot of management 101 kinds of things. Sometimes a bureau has needed some improvements on.
The bottom line here is that you have three recommendations for the Census Bureau, Robert.
Mm-hmm.
Walk me through those and help me understand where the Census Bureau needs to kind of shape the path a little better.
Well, one, and you had already alluded to it, is just how the Census Bureau is restructuring some of the its management and organization of the census test. And so it'll be critical for the Bureau to develop time frames and milestones for those revisions. And then another recommendation was for the Bureau to better document some of the lessons learned in designing these initial field tests. The Bureau knows what they are, has started to implement many of them, but until they document them in some fashion, these lessons learned can get lost. So it's important because, you know, over time, other people will be working on the test. Things will start to speed up. There'll be more testing going on. So they need to have some sort of reference material or something where the Bureau can pull off the shelf what these lessons learned are.
Is it within the scope of your work to recommend how they do that, or just that they need to find a solution to do that, Robert?
We're putting it on the Bureau to figure out how best to do that. They understand their operations and procedures the best.
Robert, I appreciate your input on this. We're going to link this report at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and I thank you for coming on and talk about it with me today.
Oh, fantastic. It was great to be here.